And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, welcome back. It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Canada's National Countdown Show. And of course, you can catch the first hour of the program. Lots of great stuff in there, lots of great music and music news in there as well. You can check it out, radioforall.net, or podcast the show on iTunes. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. Brian's going to let you know where we find them and what you'll find if you go to the website.
You should go check out Earshot at earshot-online.com and find the entire National Campus and Community Radio Report published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week on Wednesday evening, or Tuesday evening, I guess it is, into Wednesday. And this is for the week ending Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. We're about to bring you selections from the top 10, but you'll find the full national top 50 at that website. You can also find top 30 charts from over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations across the country, and also specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. You can also find some features, interviews, reviews, and so very much more. So go and check it out. It is earshot-online.com. And you probably already mentioned this when in my stead, because I know you always like to talk about it, but it is school season now, and there's probably a lot of our folks are back onto the campuses where many of our airing partners are at, and maybe a couple of them take a break over the summer. So hello to all of the returning students and new students checking out the show and checking out their campus radio stations. But we're actually almost towards the end of the month.
I actually hadn't even mentioned it last week. It totally escaped me. I just came in and I was on autopilot really when I was doing the show. But you're right. It is. It's almost, which is scary that it's almost the end of February. Or
February.
Whoa now.
Scary.
Where did the year go? Yeah, it's almost the end of September.
Christmas
already. Even more important,
99 days.
Miss Halloween. If I skipped over all the way to February, geez, there's not even a holiday in February. What am I doing? But yeah, end of September already. But that does mean that Halloween's coming up. I think we should do a Halloween themed show.
I won't be here, Anthony.
Where will you be?
Well, my due date of my child is October the 24th.
Oh, right. You're having a baby. Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's actually excellent news to have. So
we'll having a guest.
Yeah, we'll discuss more later on off of the microphones. But yeah, anyway, Halloween coming up, and I love, I do enjoy that day just because I like to see what people dress up as. In the creative costumes that you see. There's a couple of students here that aren't here anymore, have graduated, but they used to have the best costumes. Like, they dress up, like, one year it was Skittles, but they did the whole, or sorry, what's the little candies, the colored ones? It was purple and pink or whatever. Nerds. They dressed up as the Nerds boxes, and that was cool. All kinds of stuff. So I like Halloween, but yeah.
Anyway. It also means that our funding drive is coming up. Because yes, it runs from October the 24th to the 31st, and there's a big closing show hosted by our host station, Local 107.3 FM CFMH. So, yeah.
Which you won't be at.
I will maybe not be there, but there'll be lots of cool stuff going on the station and on this show
I'm going to wear a Brian mask and go to all the events and
so we'll talk about that more if you're unaware of all the details about our funding drive, but it is coming up in just about a month's time.
There you go. All right, let's get into it. Let's start the countdown of this hour with number 10 and move on from there.
All right, we're going to hear from the album Star Wars by Wilco at number 10, up for number 13. Here's a track called Taste of the Ceiling kicking it off. But after that, we're going to hear from Hagface and Babysitter. They are both coming out on the record label Psychic Handshake. One is called R.I.P. It is at number 9, up for number 10. And the album from Babysitter, last week number 5, this week number 8. It is self-titled. And you're going to hear tracks on that one called The Big Freeze and Neighbors Play the Worst Music.
All right, here's Taste the Ceiling, Wilco. I don't know if I would trust Tasting the Ceiling. Hunky to go, though. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 9.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
The new self-titled Babysitter album at number 8, down from number 5. That was a track called Neighbors Play the Worst Music, closing out that set of tunes. At number 9, up one spot this week, R.I.P. is the new album from Hagface out of Calgary, and you heard a track called The Big Freeze, and Taste the Ceiling by Wilco at number 10. Up from number 13, their album Star Wars.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Of course, you know that, and you know if you missed any part of the first hour of the program, you can go check it out on radioforall.net. You can download the program, or you can podcast on iTunes, and that includes the first hour of music news, because there was some great stuff in there for you to check out. But we've got more for you now. Steven's back on the line with us in this hour of the program, and it all kicks off with a story that just, it's just not right, and that is about Devo's Gerald Cassell's wedding, and it's all just really weird.
This is very baffling news indeed, yeah. So Devo have been pushing people's buttons for years, but their bassist Jerry Cassell is now in the news for a weirdly provocative offstage moment in which he and his wife staged a 9/11 themed wedding. As TMZ reported, Cassell's nuptials to Krista Knapp took place on September 11th at Santa Monica, California's Michael's Restaurant, with their wedding having taken place on the 14th anniversary of the attack on New York's Twin Towers. The couple opted to reflect this with a pair of cakes modeled after the fallen buildings. The dessert featured the pair's faces affixed to the top of the edible towers. According to reports, wedding guests, this is really the most baffling part of it all. Not only are there cakes about that are modeled after the Twin Towers with their dumb faces on them, the guests, as party favors, all got box cutters. In case you're not aware what that is, it's like a big version of an X-Acto knife. These were given out as party favors as an allusion to Al-Qaeda terrorists who hijacked the planes using box cutters to threaten the pilots.
Oh, man.
Likewise, table setting cards featured a graphic of a box cutter with Gerald and Krista engraved on the handle. Cassell had previously played the terrorism card with his satirical Jihad Jerry and the Evildoers Project. They released an album called Mine Is Not a Holy War in 2006, which, as you guessed, did not get very well received at all. He said, quote, "People are kind of freaked out by the Jihad Jerry stuff. I thought they'd all think it was really funny and get off on it, but people are really offended and scared." It seems like it's kind of the one thing you don't joke with America about.
It is. I don't, like I was telling you before we came on, this was the one story that I was like, I think it's funny that we're talking about it, because I've heard about it all day today, just different media that I've been looking at. And one of the things that I had told you was I had heard that, you know, it's almost like comedians in the States don't talk about Abe Lincoln. It's one of the things they don't joke about. And this is probably another one of those things that you probably should never joke about.
Yeah, and I mean, so he did apologize a few days later. He explained that the cake was what he calls a setup organized by a friend. Quote, "He thought it was some sort of transgressive sick humor, and the problem is it's not funny," Cassell said. He also said to Billboard, "I apologize to anyone who is offended," and added that the media attention that the photo has received since has, quote, "ruined our wedding." So the poor guy, he made a couple of jokes about thousands of people dying, and now his wedding has been ruined. So let's all shed a tear for Mr. Jerry Cassell. Yeah, it's just baffling. There's something unsettling about being given a knife as a party favor, even when it doesn't have to do with lots of people dying.
I agree.
But anyway, there we are.
There you go.
And with that out of the way.
Congratulations, Jerry and Krista. Okay, we'll move on to this. This also kind of baffles me, but in a totally different way. This story about listening to music through your bones.
Yeah, this one is weird too. So apparently there is a new product called a Bat Band. The Bat Band apparently reached its goal on Kickstarter, meaning it will soon exist to play music while keeping your ears free of obstruction, in case that was a worry that you've always had. The headphones apparently work through a very fake-sounding process they call, quote, bone conduction. That's, you heard me, bone conduction. The product page reads, quote, "Sound waves are transmitted at a frequency that can be conducted through the bones of the skull. Your ears remain free, therefore you get to hear twice as much without compromising on comfort, quality, or style. The Bat Band pairs with your audio listening device wirelessly and rests on the top of your head like a high-tech, almost like a Julius Caesar crown." It'll apparently run you $149, though you can pre-buy 10 of them. That's right, 10 of them for $1,300. So, I mean, you can see more about it at exclaim.ca. There's a YouTube video that tells you more about it. I think the question is, too, now you're listening to music through this bone conduction, but you can also hear people talking to you in your ears.
Yeah.
And you're just, everything's interrupting your music, unless bone conduction drowns out everything else.
I don't know. This is who wants to buy 10? I'm going to buy 10 of them, and then everybody in my family is getting a Bat Band for Christmas because I'm spending $1,300. I don't get it. Is bone conduction really even a thing? This is
yes. Didn't you hear bone conduction? That's how they work.
Right.
Anyway, okay. The Bat Band. Get it now. Listen to music through your bones, and also hear everything else. In case you didn't just want to listen to music, in case you wanted music on in the background.
Ah, so good. This really is the week of fun and laughter for this for
now
this program.
Now the phrase headphone album is kind of an insult.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it's the kind of thing I'd listen to on a Bat Band maybe, but not something I'd listen to closely.
Right. Oh God. Hopefully, I have no idea what's going to happen with that, but I don't foresee it going. It's almost as good as my idea to open a cassette store. No. You think my idea was better? Or maybe they're
Your idea is better.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We've got one more story to talk about before we get to your song pick of the week,
and that's some news about Zombie.
Zombie is a DJ. He is signed to 4AD. Released a pretty ambitious 2013 album titled With Love. It was a triple album. He's apparently just signed to fellow Beggars affiliate XL Recordings, and he's now scheduled to release two new EPs, both of which are due on October 9th, titled Let's Jam EP1 and Let's Jam EP2. The tracklist for the two EPs can be seen at exclaim.ca. This will be his first solo release in a few years, at least since 2013, barring a 12-inch with Wiley, UK rapper Wiley, called Step 2001, which won't be on either EP. That'll be coming out through Big Data. You can hear that song at exclaim.ca and see the tracklist for the two EPs there.
Oh, good stuff. And I like the name, Let's Jam. Makes me feel like it's going to be a pretty good album.
It better be.
It better be. right from the mouth of Stephen Karlick. All right. We've clowned around enough. Let's get to your song pick. I want to hear what you're all about this week, because you always have good picks for your songs. So we'll turn it over to you, and thanks very much for joining us again on the program this week.
Thank you. My song pick of the week was actually, I talked earlier in the program about Grimes' new tour, and most likely, fingers crossed, her new album. She has talked about that new album in interviews and promises that there will be a song featuring a guest named Aristophanes, who is a Taiwanese rapper who raps in Mandarin. You can find her on SoundCloud at Aristophanes, and then it's followed by two Mandarin symbols. I'm not sure what they mean, unfortunately. But I was perusing it, and there's a song called End of This World, produced by a producer named Tengrenti. It's on her SoundCloud. You can check it out there, but you're going to hear it now. This is End of This World by guest on Grimes' new album. It's Aristophanes on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada 在这里外只手，你不能明白前者和后者可象征什么。
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for an in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Cœur de Pirate, Metric, The Libertines, Carly Rae Jepsen, Beach House, Fiddler, Fred Penner, and more, including our annual Hangout Handbook, your guide to the coolest stuff in your city. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
Along by Teen Days at number 6, up for number 8, that one from their new record Morning World. At number 7, up for number 12, it was Beach House from the album Depression Cherry. You heard Bluebird. And we also had a pick in there from Stephen Karlik, Aristophanes, and the track End of the World.
You did it. You questioned yourself, but you did it. I'm proud of you. Aristophanes. That's a cool name. It's actually a feature for this week. You missed Stephen there. He was talking about how that artist, Aristophanes, is actually one of the artists that Grimes has quoted as being a guest on her new album when it gets released. Big news. A new Grimes album. Biggest news. She was her first interview, wasn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. That was big.
Couple years ago.
That's what solidified the fact that we knew that this program was going to work, because we got an interview with Grimes. And then after that, it all went to hell. All right, we've got a few more tracks, 5 to be exact. before we round out this hour of the program. And of course, in between there as well, Brian will give you a little bit of a look at what's debuting below the top 20. But first, we're going to let you know what's coming in at number 5 and number 4.
All right, we're going to kick it off here with Lindy Ortega from the album Faded Gloryville. You're going to hear a track called When You Ain't Home. And then Courage by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. Their new record, it's on Do Right Music, and it's called Resistance. It's at number 4 this week, up from number 9.
Thank you. quand on va trop loin. Belle aussi qui s'appelle. Moi je m'en fais ma salle. Allez, souviens-toi de toi. Qui se met dans les plaines. Ouais, quand on a la joie.
It's the Earshot 20.
Last week, number 9. This week, number 4. That was the Soul Jazz Orchestra from the album Resistance. You heard Courage. And before that, in this set, we heard "You When You Ain't Home" by Lindy Ortega from the record Faded Gloryville at number 5, up from number 7.
All right. Are you ready to give them a little taste of what's happening?
Yeah,
what's
there's happening some good stuff to go and check out for sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a feature that we do every week, and it is a look at what's debuting below the top 20, and but could be making its way up. Although, like I said last week, my prediction of Cours de Pirate was not good because it didn't happen. It didn't happen for me, but here it is. It's the lowdown.
There are 7 albums debuting below the top 20 this week in the national top 50. At number 50, it's a new one from Fresh Snow called One, and that one is on Hand Drawn Dracula. At number 49, out of the United States of America, it is the new record from Fiddler, and that one is called Two, that is with two O's. Ghostface Killah and Adrian Young are at number 46, 12 Reasons to Die 2. At number 45, it is Heartbeat City, Thunder Among Us, and Daptone have released a new compilation called Daptone Gold 2. It is at number 42. The latest record from Greylands is at number 34. It's called Right Arm, and our highest debut below the top 20 this week is at number 24. It is a self-released new record from Night Terrors called Warden Cliff.
Well, there you have it. Some of the albums that are below the top 20 but could be making their way up. I'll never make a prediction again, but Brian might. Any of those you think is going to make their way up, Brian?
No, I'm scared.
No.
I think that Greylands will probably be in our top 20 at some point.
Yeah.
But, man, whether it's next week or not, who knows?
Who knows? Because but, you know
they're
what
a cool band.
Make predictions. All right. 3 more tracks. Let's get it done. Let's let them know what's coming up.
All right. At number 3, we're kicking it off here. Sitting Still this week. It is the new one from Frog Eyes called Pick Pockets Lock It. Here's a track called Death's Ship.
This is a song for a while. And Romeo felt that Romeo and Satan, Romeo to the banks of a sweet bony's lap. A man shot in the hand from indiscreet fire. Fire burns a boat and I emerge under the tide. Find me a wolf and capture me a dog. You throw me to the New York on a song for a while, yeah. This is a song for a while.
and your face in the sun, digging a road yet undone. Upon sweats and jobs, happy to be alone in the dew. And your face in the morning, unfurled as a sailor's last warning. Get out of this port, for the nailers are looking for you. And the night is forlorn, and a sailor is born in clues. Get out of this port, for the nailers are there for you. This is a sober for a while. This is a song for a while. This is a song for a while. This is a song for a while.
Shot 20. Number 2.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Jesus is beside himself. In a state of decimation, the writing on the wall isn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our way. weather station. Artist and repertoire, hand in hand through the great away at dawn. The writing on the wall said Jesus saves. The writing on the wall mentions honey playing a game with the waves. You can follow a rose wherever it grows, so you could fall in love with Times Square. Times Square. In a state of desolation, the writing on the wall wasn't writing at all, just forces of nature in love with a radio station. You can follow a road to the ocean. Times Square.
It's the Earshot 20.
And our top three sitting still this week, that was our number one again this week, Destroyer from the album Poison Season. You heard Times Square. Mac DeMarco in there before that at number two, The Way You'd Love Her, the track, and that one comes from another one. And kicking off this set, our final one this week was Frog Eyes at number three, Pickpockets Lock It, and a track from that album called Death's Ship.
Well, there it is. Another countdown complete for another week. If you're just tuning in, it's Anthony Emin right here. Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. And we record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we air here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And we hope that you'll join us next week for a brand new countdown. But right now, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.